Welcome to International Report. In Guinea, the parliament recently voted on a law that would ban polygamy. But the move has got many Guineans up in arms. While many unmarried young people have welcomed the ban, a majority of older ones condemn this new law. Islamic religious leaders have also described the banning of polygamy as a sabotage of Islam. Karim Kamra has this report from Conakry.
Polygamy has been a practice in Guinea for decades, and many attribute the practice to Islamic doctrine. The new civil code does not totally ban polygamy, but says a second marriage has to be contracted only with the agreement of the first wife. Many Islamic scholars say it is an insult to a long tradition in Guinea. However, women parliamentarians who supported the law have expressed satisfaction. Dr. Jelikatu Jallo, member of parliament, said that at long last, their dream has come true after 19 years of struggle.
I have a favorable opinion of the legislation, since the change to the civil code has been long delayed. Now, after 19 years, the law has finally been passed.
Article 182 of the Guinean Constitution gives men the right to marry many wives, but according to Jallo, the article was amended this time around, resulting in the conditional banning of polygamy in Guinea.
Article 181 was very clear on the question of polygamy. The male parliamentarians modified the article and presented an option. In other words, they agreed to legalize polygamy. As a minority in parliament, we decided to abstain from voting on the bill. Luckily for us, the president, who also has a clear desire to avoid going backwards, refused to sign the legislation and sent it for a second reading with amendments from the government on Article 181, putting polygamy in the so-called group of exceptions.
In the new law, there are exceptions to the practice. Jallo said the only way for any man who wants to marry a second wife is to obtain the agreement of the first wife. If the woman refuses, the man should automatically abandon his plan to marry.
According to the rules in the group of exception, the bride is allowed to ask during a wedding ceremony if this is a second marriage. If she refuses that situation, the man will be required to cancel his plan and agree to the demand of his first wife to accept monogamy.
Religious leaders have described the new law banning polygamy in Guinea as sabotage to Islam. El Haji Mamadou Babangura, one of the imams here in Conakry, described during a sermon in his mosque on the outskirts of Conakry the new bill as an act against Islam. He said, "No man has the right to modify what God has made." He warned that all those who voted to support the new bill will go to hell.
Have you ever seen a woman whose husband tells her that he wants to marry a second wife and she says yes? It's not possible. This is just a way of belittling Islam. All those who accepted to support this bill will go to hell, I assure you.
One of the male parliamentarians, Amadou Damaro Camara, the majority leader in parliament, was quick to react to what the imams have been saying concerning the banning of polygamy in Guinea. He said he had had discussions with some of the imams, but that they were unclear on the correct reading of the Quran.
Did you vote yourself the bill?
Yeah, I voted.
Now that we've just had the imam say it is not proper, they say it is against Islamic belief.
I have had some conversation with some of those imams who don't know even what they're reading in the Quran. In the Quran, monogamy is the rule. The exception is polygamy. And when I told them that, most of them understood that we understood even this part of the Quran better than them.
Damaro added that since 1968, there has been a law banning polygamy in Guinea, but that it was never enforced and nobody was punished for breaking the law because of religious reasons. He said now the law law is clear on it. Monogamy is the concept.
Anyway, in Guinea, there has been a law since 1968 which forbids polygamy. But for the religious purpose, we've been doing the polygamy here. Nobody been get punished for violating this law. Now the new code says just that the rule is monogamy, and the polygamy has to be from now exceptional.
One of the parliamentarians who was absent during the day of the vote says the new law must have taken into consideration social issues on the ground. Silaba said polygamy is a system that has infested the fabric of the Guinean society, but the parliamentarians were trying to satisfy both sides.
Although you want the equality between sexes and so forth, you really have to take into account the local issues. For such a question which is so ingrained in the fabric of our society, you realize that legislators had tried in many ways to satisfy everybody. But unfortunately, you cannot satisfy everybody. The law has to adapt to society. So it's a law which is it will remain controversial for many years.
Even though Silaba is in favor of monogamy, he has reservations. He said monogamy will also give the rise to an increase in the number of women bachelors in the country and will also encourage adultery.
We are in a society where you have a plurality of women in the society. They constitute 52% of population. And you know how people frown on women who are not married. Again, monogamous societies, people have they have mistresses left and right. So is that okay?
On the streets of Conakry, the reactions are just the same. The unmarried youth are against polygamy. This is how some of them reacted to the news.
I welcome this initiative because with monogamy, even if you only have 1,000 francs, you can make your family happy. Can you imagine if you have children to feed and several wives at home and have only 1,000 francs?
I am in favor of monogamy as an unmarried man. This should have come a long time ago because it's a practice that causes lots of problems at home. I'm from a polygamous family and I am myself a victim of the difficulties.
Many parents here say they are afraid to see their daughters married under this law, and imams have called on those who want to marry a second wife to do it without the consent of the authorities, and they say they will never respect the law. President Alpha Conde, in the coming days, is expected to sign the new bill into law in the Republic of Guinea. Reporting for Radio France International, I am Karim Kamara in Conakry.